Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bumabrip Media, non-air 0.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say, but call us on that daily number, mobile 045-714-0550. Our landlines are down once again, so bear with us, but call us on that number, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional and trusted beautiful country of ours, welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong Your Mob? Let's open up the program with We Are We Up. Baaka. Do enjoy. Too deadly.
I'm up. Nobody bringing me down. Nobody bringing me down again. None of them making a sound again. Cause I'm up. All of my titties get down. None of them bringing us down again. None of us from, we got many men.
How we up? All my titties to the front. Straight up on them, bust it up. What the argue for the walls? Big box in the cut. Tell them all to go jump. Ooh. This four little mob is box in the mix. I'ma do what I want. Cause I'm up.
You ain't bringing me down. You ain't bringing me down again. You ain't making a sound again. Nah, cause we are. All of my titties get down. None of you bringing us down again. None of us front, we got many men.
I'm back and I do it. Stood in this game and I'm still real ruthless. Got the haters, I live them all toothless. Stuck on computers like, what is he stupid? But hate to be hating on sisters who do this. But pricky was useless. Never take food from a tree that is fruitless. Since they dodged, I said for my titters. Said I get clean and prick, I did it. Underdog and I'm ten toes with it. Sleep on planes, no rest for the wicked. I'm off. Hustling like I'm Rick Ross. Another day for the boss. Trying to book in, shit, just up the cost.
I'm up. Nobody bringing me down. Nobody bringing me down again. None of them making a sound again. Cause I'm up. All of my titters get down. None of them bringing us down again. None of us from, we got many men.
How we up? All my titters to the front. Straight up on them, bust it up. What the argue for the ones? Big box in the cut. Tell them all to go jump. Ooh. This four little mob is box in the mix. I'ma do what I want. Cause I'm up.
You ain't bringing me down. You ain't bringing me down again. You ain't making a sound again. Nah, cause we are. All of my titters get down. None of you bringing us down again. None of us front, we got many men.
Ay, do we got a problem? Well, I am the woman to solve it. You men playing up on your sis. Well, I'ma tell titters to ghost him. Huck him. He think he good, but he nothing. Think he count, he's like he starts forgetting bad dogs. Cause it'd be hard, cause butter, he ugly. Stood my ground and I'm back for talk. Maybe you should go best yourself. Cause you best me, you gon' lose it all. I'm just saying, bro, I ain't playing, bro. I walked in the stew, I done ate it up. Man's here got them big titties, so I told that boy to go fill my cup.
I'm up. Nobody bringing me down. Nobody bringing me down again. None of them making a sound again. Cause I'm up. All of my titties get down. None of them bringing us down again. None of us from, we got many men.
How we up? All my titties to the front. Up on them, bust it up. What the argue for the ones? Big box in the cut. Tell them all to go jump. Ooh. This four little mob is box in the mix. I'ma do what I want. Cause I'm up.
You ain't bringing me down. You ain't bringing me down again. You ain't making a sound again. Nah, cause we are. All of my titters get down. None of you bringing us down again. None of us front, we got many men.
Too deadly Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yana Strong. Mobile number 0457140550. Call that number. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on New Dingee Country. BBM Bumber Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Now, patients assessing the Dimbula Primary Health Centre will have almost immediate access to blood test results thanks to support from the Rotary FNQ Field Days through the Mareeba Hospital, Friends of the Foundation, a subsidiary of the Far North Queensland Hospital Foundation. FNQ Rotary Field Days donated $10,000 for equipment, which is already making a difference. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up with Yana now with Glynis Duncombe, fundraiser and marketing manager and of the Hospital Foundation. And I've got Glynis online. Glynis, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So where are you based, Glynis?
I'm based at the Foundation in Cairns.
In Cairns, right, fantastic. Look, money's a tool and a very good tool. So I've got donations thanks to Mareeba Hospital Friends of the Foundation and FNQ Rotary Field Days donating $10,000, which is great.
It's awesome. It means we are the Far North Queensland Hospital Foundation. So, yes, we look after the Cairns Hospital, but we also look after the Mareeba and the Dimbula area and a lot of the smaller regional areas.
Good.
And we do that via our Friends of the Foundation. So Mareeba Friends of the Foundation are a great group of volunteers who actually work hard for the Mareeba Hospital and Dimbula. So it's a fantastic service.
A team effort, and it's about all us getting it together, you know, and supporting, well, especially people who are in remote areas and out in the sticks, and they're still important to us, of course, yes.
Yeah, no, very important to us. Yeah, we love our regional areas, and I'm a FNQ local, so I've spent a bit of time up around Dimbula and Chiligo and places like that over the years. But, yeah, to make sure that everyone has the best possible health care. And this piece of equipment we bought will mean that blood tests that they get done there and then on the day will go straight through to pathology and they'll get results back very quickly. And that's awesome.
Glynis, what was the duration of blood test results before this?
They would have had to manually send the blood down or to Mareeba to have it tested.
Yes.
Whereas here, it can actually be done, like the nursing director, Glory Butler, said, it can actually be done there on the spot, inserted in through the computer program or whatever they use, and then that gets straight to pathology and people can have their blood tested straight away. And I think that will make a huge difference to the treatment of people within the Dimbula area.
Well, it's important service, and because you live in a sticks there, you should not be forgotten, is what I'm picking up, Glynis.
No. We don't forget them. We do want to want to support everyone in Far North Queensland, doesn't matter where they live.
Yes.
And we know it's difficult. Queensland Health have a very big budget to manage. And trying to make sure that everyone has the best possible health care, why wouldn't we help ourselves? It certainly makes a difference to the community. And having people like FNQ Rotary Field Days come on board and give us $10,000, they've now got that equipment. They've got it now. They don't have to wait for it. It's there and then. It's being used every day.
Fantastic. Glynis, can you shed some light on the beginning when you were pushing for this to happen? How long back are we talking?
Probably not that long. It was actually pushed for by the Mareeba Rotary. The Mareeba Friends of the Foundation.
Yes.
They're very active in your community in Mareeba, and they certainly like to support Mareeba and Dimbula, which is great. They have a lot of Rotarians on their committee, and the FNQ Rotary Field Days have been supporting us probably for the last 10 years.
Yeah, fantastic.
And that's good funding coming straight into your region. It doesn't come down to Cairns.
Exactly. Yep.
It does stay there in Mareeba and Dimbula.
Good. Well, the old saying, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, doesn't it?
Yeah, we want to make sure everyone has equal health care. It doesn't matter where they are. And this day, the technology in that, to be able to upload stuff straight away and get results and have the specialists see the information there straight away is fantastic.
And you're the fundraiser and marketing manager of Hospital Foundation. How long have you been in that role, Glynis?
I'm coming into my 20th year. I've been here for quite a while.
You go, girl.
I love it. It's honestly one of the best jobs in the world. Good. I think people would like me to retire so they can move in and take over, but I actually love the job.
You're hanging on tight and love the job, exactly.
Yeah, but I have a wealth of knowledge. I've been here for a long time. I know how people think. As I said, I'm an FNQ local. I was born and bred in Cairns. I have relations on the Tablelands, so I understand the way people think and feel, and I know our community, it doesn't matter where you are in Far North Queensland, we want the best health service going, and if we can get Queensland Health to meet us 50-50, they're willing to help us get over the line.
Good on you.
Which is what they did last year with the Cancer Care Hub. So we've got a brilliant community up here, and I think we stand out in the country.
Yes, one of the best. And stand strong too. Thank you, Glenys. Good yarning with you, and all the best, and we'll talk soon.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Adelie Yander, Glenys Duncombe, her name is, fundraising and marketing manager of Hospital Foundation. And it's great to that they've received, also through FNQ Rotary Field Days, a total of donation of $10,000 for the equipment, which is already making a difference. And that's in regard to Dimbula Primary Health Centre. We'll have almost immediate access to blood test results. And thanks to the support of those two organisations, Stu Dedley. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here on that Dedley number, 0457140550. Don't forget a Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your Dedley program, National Talk Black. And look, want to have a yarn with you, mob, Stu Dedley. Utilise this Dedley Yarny Circle, Stu Dedley.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Yumupingu here on your Dili program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Dili number here, 0457140550. Also, we've got our lines up and running, telephone lines. That's a mobile. And telephone line, 1-800-422-416. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. And otherwise, our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Big shout out to you, Mob. Hope you all well. And big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours, Dili Black Network. And making all our daily music and our yarns and big yarning circle. So using the tool of radio. So do utilise it, you mob. Let's look at the news, ABC News. Indigenous farmers facing racism in agriculture industry hope to change attitudes. First Nation run cattle stations are hoping to increase the number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander producers. A property near Broome is leading the way, employing dozens of Indigenous workers and providing mentoring. Indigenous farmers say racism is in the sector still needs to be overcome. Less than 1% of Australia's farming workforce identifies as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, but Yarrarumu woman Ninelia Mills is hoping to change that. in 2022, the Yambaburu Yararu Corporation took over the Roebuck Plant Station near Broome in West Australia. With more than 18,000 head of cattle, the farming operation employs dozens of people, with more than 80% of the workforce made up of Indigenous people. In contrast, the National Farmers Federation estimates Australia's agricultural sector as a whole employs an extremely low percentage of Indigenous people. The chief executive of the station, Ninala Mills, said the enterprise was providing the necessary opportunities to increase the number of First Nations people in the industries. It provides the necessary training for younger Aboriginal people to get into the industry, but also mentoring to ensure that the employment is sustained, Ms. Mills says. We pride ourselves on our ability to support quite vulnerable at-risk youth in our community to gain meaningful employment. Ms. Mills said it was part of the growing movement to increase the participation of Indigenous people in the sector. We know we are influencing and inspiring the next generation who will then take their time and responsibility. So it is a fundamental shift in the industry, she says. Racism continues while efforts to increase the representation of First Nation people in the agriculture industry continue. Concerns remain over racist attitudes. After working in agriculture for more than three decades, Inungai woman Susan Thompson says she had been seen a rise in racism within the sector. And she said that was not surprising given her experience following last year's referendum on the voice to parliament. Ms. Thompson is the manager of the 9,000 hectare cattle station near Barcaldine in Queensland Central Central West, a region that saw the country's largest no vote at the referendum. The station is owned by Yambanku Aboriginal Corporation, Cultural Heritage and Tourism Development Aboriginal Corporation, which represents the native title owners. In the past 12 months, Ms. Thompson said she had received racist abuse from fellow farmers while attempting to buy cattle at a number of different sale yards. After publicly voicing her support for the referendum, a death threat arrived in the mail. And she said her experiences with non-Indigenous farmers had made her feel unwelcome and undervalued in the industry. Had I feel safe enough to trust that what I am doing, what I'm talking about, is going to be valued, she asked. One of the things I'm tired of is we are last thought of in this space. We have so much knowledge to share, but when are we going to start listening to the First Australians? So there is information there, and the going on of racism, and we need to stamp it out across the board on the sporting fields, in business, at schools. And like I said, you're not born racist, so we need to get it out of our system. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, the deadly number, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Oh,
Hey, you mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. I believe we have Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Testing.
Phone problems. Yeah, should go back to the fire sticks and smoke signals, brother.
Yeah, well, you know, that's it. It's, I'm glad things are working out. Good. I want to get back to the green patch, mate, in the Mulgrave River.
Yeah, how are you travelling with it? Uphill battle, eh?
It's just all locked up, and I think the camping ground at the bottom, which is debatable, the rest area is locked out. Yeah, we've got nowhere to go. But I heard, I still don't know if we have a councillor or a mayor or anything in this area, Division 1. I don't know.
Division 1 is Brett Moller. And we as council are catching up for the first time since the election today. So, I'll have the yarn with Brett and find out what's happening so I can look into the green patch as well. Now I've got the hat on.
Exactly, brother. We're linked up, eh? And you have a really good education in what's happening out here. Mm. I did hear him on the Mackenzie show in the morning saying, yeah, they are going to take water out of the Mulgrave River, and Cairns wants it. And I heard your Division 3 councillor there say, yeah, we want the water from the Mulgrave.
Mm.
And I'm not
privy to that conversation just yet, but, yeah, I'd like to know, well, where they're going to get the water. And is it confirmed Mulgrave River is the water? I'm not sure, but, yes, thank you.
Yeah, we're not sure. We don't know nothing. And we want some transparency, like you said.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other thing is that there's talk that some of the water was going to go south too, you know. I mean, I've heard you talk about the Mulgrave. You might have gone over and seen it. It looks like a creek, you know. But it's beautiful right now. It's flowing and good. But I'm stressing again that there's native title and the fisheries upstream where I was caretaker.
Mm, yes.
For years with Donna. And it's just beautiful when you have the fish traps there, because that's probably why it was the fisheries from old time when there was just Murray population there. When you build fish traps, it's not only it makes an artificial reef, a playground for them, and you camp there, you can hear all the fish swimming out of the water. And the water was at critically low levels last year.
Yes.
On December the 15th, it was still on the bottom
of... That doesn't help, does it?
No, mate. Mm. On December the 15th, the day before the cyclone that wiped the northern beaches out a bit, see the bottom of the river coming out?
Mm.
I mean, this place is under threat from all directions, and it's World Heritage upstream. If they lower this water, if they get the wedge in, we don't know where it's going to end. So we need to know in this community what's happening and get our recreation area, the green patch and the riverbank back. But it might all be closed off because they don't want us to see what they're doing, pipelines and things. And you've got to intrude into cane farms and things, and we can't do that because we're...
Well, everybody's got to be at the table to what's going on, is what you're saying, of course.
Nothing's going on, mate. We know nothing. We're in the dark, you know. That's the whole point. Cool. So, you know, most of my family, brother-in-law is there. They're going to walk about for the wet, and they'll probably come back when the rest of the area opens and the camping ground and the thing, and they camp in the area. And if they can't go down the river, they'll camp in with the other campers.
Yes.
But it's just terrible, mate, because there's no other... It's our recreation area, as like I said, you know. All we've got is... That's all we've got in Gordon Rail to get out.
The other thing that comes to my mind, Tony, is the camping side of things as well. I think it harms the caravan parks, their businesses, because they're not camping there at the caravan parks, you know. It takes business away from them. For a camping area that's close to a city, you know what I mean? And people are running businesses.
Yeah, the camping area shouldn't have been. The area where the big fig cherry trees are, that gets really destroyed. You know, it's like a wagon train every night there, and there's 50, 60, 70 cars there.
I've seen it packed to the brim. I have.
You're right, and it ends up all churned up with a bit of... They shouldn't have made that camping ground there because, like you say, they're in competition. The council shouldn't be in competition with other things. But they should never have shut the rest area. That's the high ground that doesn't flood so much.
Mm.
And, people can come and go, and the toilets block. You know, they pave Paradise and put up a toilet block. And a big hole in the ground where all the caravans can come and dump their guna. and then the sign at the front says, always was and will be Aboriginal land. They've turned the whole place into a thing, and the river at the bottom, it's all churned up with four-wheel drive playground churning. It's terrible, mate. It's mass destruction at the Green Patch. And it's called the Green Patch. It's a beautiful place.
All the dirt and dust and what have you, and all the grass is dead.
When the first rains come, you upstream there's dirt roads and a lot of dust. And the first rain comes, you get a lot of mud in the river comes down when all the dust washes off the trees. Mm. It's from going right up the valley. and then it's clearing up now, but it's just a great loss.
Yeah.
Because we do have a lot of tribal people in town here, and they could go down there by car, and they can't because the council doesn't mow it anymore. The river bank's just abandoned. And they had built us a car park there, a few rocks, and we can get right close to the river bank. And it's river road.
I may be able to shed some light on it as the conversation starts at the table. But, Tony, thank you for your call, and please keep me posted, my friend.
Yeah, the phones are working, mate.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. You take care, Tony.
Bye-bye, thanks.
Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there, Tony Gibbs, and having his say and talking about the green patch. And you all would know about the green patch. Tony is an advocate in that space. And Mulgrave River, beautiful stream of water coming from the mountains here in Far North Queensland. And they were talking about using that as part of the Cairns water. Coplow Dam is where we use water at the moment. But it's for the next 50 years, we need another water base. And so they're looking at Mulgrave River. So that needs to be confirmed. And I don't have all the information on that, but I'm in the position of getting the information. So we will continue this conversation. Look, with that, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry's got to sign off for today's program. I thank you for your company. Well, we've got the news coming up very soon with NIRS, National Israeli Services. Stay tuned. And look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We'll yarn soon, Mob. Too deadly.